I strongly believe that we should take on once and for all the issue of illegal immigration. And I am prepared to work with Republicans and Democrats to protect our borders, enforce our laws, and address the millions of undocumented workers who are now living in the shadows.
Democrats have proposed plans for immigration reform that will create new paths to permanent residence for 11 million qualifying undocumented residents, while simultaneously strengthening border security and surveillance. The bill includes the Agricultural Job Opportunities, Benefits, and Security Act, which would allow farm workers to gain legal residence, and the DREAM Act, a permanent residence program for undocumented residents who go to college or join the Army. Other undocumented residents would also be able to file for residency if they meet these criteria, have arrived in the country before June 1, 2011, have no criminal record, register with the government and pay a fine, be current with taxes, and learned English. The bill, titled the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act of 2011, would make numerous changes to current immigration programs, including creating a commission on employment-based immigration. It would recapture unused visas from previous years, require employers to participate in a national employment eligibility verification system. It would create a path to permanent residence for qualifying undocumented residents, and it would assert that immigration is a federal issue and states have limited power in enacting their own immigration laws. On the surveillance side of the bill, the commission created would monitor the U.S. labor market and economic conditions and create policy accordingly. The bill would change the immigrant visa quota system and recapture unused immigrant visas to reduce employment-based immigrant visa backlogs. The National Employment Eligibility Verification System would reduce counterfeit documents by making documents such as Social Security cards harder to fake. It will also increase penalties for unauthorized workers and require employers to go through a series of verification steps in order to prove employees are of legal standing, including fingerprints and eye scans. The bill has many proposals to enhance immigration enforcement, including increasing border and worksite enforcement personnel. However, an important part of this bill is that it would prohibit state and local governments from enacting laws concerning immigration. This would assert federal authority over immigration policy and challenge bills like SB 1070. These new security policies would address the problems of immigration, but it won't address the problem of immigration. Issues that cause immigration, such as the ability of corporations to hire workers for pennies an hour in third world countries, the unrestrained expansion of capital to Mexico, and the growing reliance on the U.S. by Mexico's economy have yet to be addressed by Congress. We now go live to the voice of the people to hear what the public has to say about the bill.
Requirements to gain residency are not to have any criminal record, register with the government, pay a fine and unpaid taxes, and learn English. Do you think the requirements are realistic?
I think some of these are realistic, such as not having a criminal record and registering with the government, because if they're trying to have a life here and, you know, build a life here, they shouldn't have any criminal record. They should try to build upon, you know, becoming better citizens. And but I don't think they should have to learn English, because there's other ways to go about that. I know a lot of people that are residents here and that are very successful and don't know English. So, yeah.
Although this bill will help many undocumented residents, those who do not meet the requalifications will be in an even higher state of surveillance. Do you think the security measures in this bill will rid the U.S. of undocumented residents, or just push them deeper into the state of invisibility they have to live in?
I think that what this bill would most likely do is scare people and have them be even more afraid of being caught. And then they would actually be more invisible and they would be less likely to go to police or law enforcement, because they would have the fear of being deported. So instead of helping, because it's not actually addressing the problems, it's more like just addressing kind of what Arizona did with that bill, creating more problems, but it's not actually addressing what's causing all these people to come over here and the problems that they have in their home countries. So it would actually make it harder for people to actually feel safe in this country.
Republicans have said that this bill won't pass unless it includes a guest worker program to supply corporations with cheap labor. Many say this is a trick employed by Democrats to gain more votes in the 2012 elections. Do you think this bill is a serious attempt for immigration reform or just a political tool?
So I actually feel that it's a combination of both a political strategy, and I do think it's a step to get towards comprehensive immigration reform. Although historically, the temporary workers permit have been a means to get folks here, and unfortunately provide cheap labor, that doesn't have to be the case, but I also think that comprehensive immigration reform has to start somewhere, and it can start with thinking of a kind of workers' permit visa place. Do I think that that's the solution? Absolutely not, but I do think it's a combination of both a political strategy and a step towards comprehensive.
This has been Andrea Alvarez, Juan Osuna, and Edgar Quiroz for KCSB Radio.